Tropical Storm Isaac will be the center of attention across the U.S. this week. We do expect to see some benefits coming from the storm across both the northern Delta and portions of the lower Midwest. The storm is still quite a distance away from the Louisiana coast, but by the time we get to Wednesday, the storm is expected to move inland, and it's likely to bring some torrential rainfall to the southeastern half of Louisiana and some southwestern Mississippi locations. The storm could produce 6 to 12 inches of rain across some of these areas. The storm system will then shift most of its heaviest rainfall into Arkansas, and we'll likely see a little bit of west central Mississippi also picking up on some hefty amounts of rain. Most of these areas will see anywhere from 3 to 6 inches of rain. The northern parts of the Delta will probably see 1.5 to 4.5 inches of rain, although parts of Tennessee may not do all that well. The same would be true for northern Mississippi, depending on the exact path that the remnants of the storm takes. Right now, we expect the system to move through Arkansas and then back up through the Ohio River Basin. We'll see how that turns out as we get a little bit later into the week. The rain that falls in the lower Midwest will likely also run from 1.5 to around 4.5 inches of rain, and we'll likely see the majority of the precipitation turn out to be beneficial. In fact, I can't find much reason to be concerned about the rains in the northern Delta or the lower Midwest, with two exceptions. Number one, the rice crop in parts of Arkansas is in the maturation stage. Some harvesting has actually occurred across parts of the region, and the mature crop could be knocked to the ground, and quality issues could also develop because of the persistent rainfall. Also, cotton is in the open boll stage of development across parts of the northern Delta, and that too could be negatively impacted, although we are still early in the open boll stage of development. There's still time for the crop to be bleached white again once again. There will not be any negative impact on the majority of late-season crops like soybeans and sorghum across the lower Midwest or the northern Delta because these crops have been too dry and they will eat up all the moisture very quickly. Any flooding that occurs in the northern Delta and or the lower Midwest would only be flash flooding because of heavy rain in a short period of time. The ground will absorb the moisture eventually and there should not be any tremendous long-lasting flood issue. The only place where that will be the case will be in Louisiana and parts of southwestern Mississippi where the ground is already saturated or nearly saturated. Also, over the weekend, we saw hefty amounts of rain in some hard red wheat country from parts of Kansas and Oklahoma up into the southwestern Corn Belt. Some of the areas from southwestern Iowa into the interior eastern Kansas saw 1 to 3 inches of rain, with 3 to 8 inches occurring in a couple of counties in northwestern Missouri and southwestern Iowa. The rains were certainly welcome, but not nearly widespread enough in the Corn Belt to make a huge difference. In Kansas, the rain may have come at a wrong time. The planting of wheat in Kansas is still a few weeks away. We expect temperatures to be in the 90s all this week with very little rainfall, and that will likely remove some of this beneficial moisture from the soil. If it stays dry on into the first half of September, obviously we'll be in a seriously dry mode once again by the time planting season arrives. Now, some wheat planting will occur from the Texas Panhandle into portions of western Nebraska over the next couple of weeks. Those areas did not get significant rain in the past week, and the dryness will likely lead to some delay in the planting process. In the heart of the Midwest, we do expect to see a little cool front cut through the region today. They'll scatter some showers in the eastern Midwest. The rest of the region will stay dry until the remnants of Isaac move up through the region. Temperatures this week will likely be seasonably warm. A lot of 80-degree temperatures expected, some lower 90s, and some middle 90s in the southwestern Corn Belt. And in the north part of the Great Lakes region, we'll see a few upper 70s. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.